What's up, everybody? Topher here for the Glitched Podcast. Eugene is off playing VR games, and so I took it upon myself to have the Mech Mayhem dudes come over and talk about their game, because I played it, and I just loved mowing down people with a Gatling gun.
Hell yeah.
As a mech warrior, so it's pretty rad. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're good.
Nice, dude. So you guys are from here, right?
Yeah, SoCal.
SoCal. Okay, cool. So how long has Mech Mayhem been, like, in production, a concept? Like, when did you guys release, like, an alpha? Like, what's going on with it?
Yeah, so Mech Mayhem has been in production for about 5 months.
Okay.
We had, like, a really early version of the game that was with a couple of guys who just were really into mechs. From there, it started turning to something way bigger. And, you know, basically, we really started to put some firepower into it, and, you know, we're here now.
Nice, nice. So you're the founder, right?
That's correct, yes.
So it was, like, your whole idea? Are you, like,
yeah,
the business end? How much design do you do? Like, what's your role in the company?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm the founder. I, you know, made a game called, or I started a company called VR Sports way back in the day, like 2013.
Okay.
You know, diehard VR fan day one. And, you know, basically, we just sat down and looked, you know, me and some homies, we sat down and looked, and we're like, okay, what would be a really lit VR game? And we thought about it, and we're like, okay, well, you know, if you were inside of the cockpit of something, that would be sick. Because right now in VR, it's super tough to, like, walk around.
Right.
You know? So we're like, okay, that would, like, bypass that whole issue. And then, like, if you could be in a mech or something real dope, that would be sick.
Yeah, because it kind of takes the weirdness out of, like,
yeah,
the trackpad going
exactly
forward type thing, or, like, the teleport system. But, like, when you're stuck inside this, like, mech thing, it's just, like, it feels a little bit more natural when you're moving, like, slow. And, like,
yep,
you got the guns. It just feels, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, exactly. You have, like, the controls at your fingertips. You're inside this cockpit. How you operate your mech is directly related to what you're doing with your hands.
Yeah, and you physically have to, like, grab the,
that's right,
the things, too, which kind of, I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, that's, you know, the maximum immersion.
So you guys are in alpha stage right now, or pre-alpha?
Alpha stage right now. Yeah, we're pre-alpha, alpha, pretty much, you know. Hopefully we're looking to get in beta in a couple months. That's the goal, you know, because we know people want to see the game, and we want to hook people up. You know, that's what we're here for, is to, you know, set people up with a really dope experience.
So since it's in alpha stage right now, how many levels are there in the game that you can play currently?
Currently it's only the Neo Tokyo level.
Okay.
It's part of the campaign, you know. Well, there's a couple other levels. I don't want to go too deep into it. You know, that's what we're starting out with, is a campaign experience, where you get to venture through these different levels, you know, which have different artistic styles, different tastes. All our assets are custom made, so you're going to see something you've never seen before.
Nice.
You know, and, you know, little, just different experiences. You know, there's some surprises here and there too. You know, we want to keep our players on their toes.
Right,
like,
on.
You were kind enough to mention the pedestrians you were mowing down, you know.
Yes.
It's you know, it's a very, you know, I mean, they happen to be there, you know, you're in this, you know, 10-ton mech. If you step on them,
yeah,
you know.
If you don't want to get squashed, don't walk in Tokyo when there's a mech walking around the street, so.
I mean, that's what our perspective is, so.
Right on, man. What's next? Like, are you guys going to release onto, like, Steam Early Access and then release more levels as it goes? Or are you going to release it as a full-on game?
Right.
Or
yeah,
which one?
Yeah, no, I mean, so, you know, with VR, it's, like, such a new space. And how, like, content develops in VR, it's always something different. You know, obviously Steam is huge because it's a place where it's kind of neutral. Anyone can go there and download the game. But, you know, we are huge supporters of Oculus as well as, you know, HTC Vive. So right now we're just focused on making sure that our game is solid and that it works on both systems, which it does.
Yeah.
You know, we just spoke to the guys from Unreal. You know, shout out to Christian, and you know, it's we're in a spot right now where we're starting to figure out what we're gonna do with our future, and it's really exciting.
Cool.
Super stoked to be here.
Is this your first VRLA?
Yeah.
Nice. It's actually my first VRLA, too.
Nice.
I've never been to
Happy VRLA.
Happy VRLA. We popped our cherries together, apparently.
Hey.
So. Hey. But, have you had a chance to, like, walk around the show floor yet?
Yeah, or? a little bit.
Have you done any demos of some other stuff?
Nah, man. Nah. No demos. you know, I saw some pretty trippy stuff going on. There was like people dancing over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like some like I don't know. It was like some like modern like jazz, something was going on. And
is that what this mood music is behind us?
Yeah, it just might be.
We're just gonna open the curtain. It's just gonna be a bunch of hippies just like doing this like weird.
That's the VR vibe, I'm guessing.
Yeah, apparently,
you know, a little
the
bit
VR
of this
vibe.
And a little. Just kidding.
Right on. So, VRL is one more day.
Yes.
Are you guys? What are you looking to? I guess accomplish being here. I mean, obviously you want to get your game out, but
yep.
I mean, do you guys want to? Are you guys planning more games? Are you looking for other avenues and stuff? Are you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like obviously the biggest thing is just to, you know, have people play the game, see what's up, you know, blow some stuff up, and just, you know, have a good time. Apart from that, you know, meeting cool people like you guys.
Yeah.
And making some homies. Yeah.
By the way, Eugene just walked in.
Yo.
He's done playing VR demos.
I was also networking. And I didn't know you were starting already.
He was playing VR games. It's okay. It's the VR. It's the VR vibe.
VR games are fun.
It's the VR vibe.
So I hear.
VRLA, dude.
I know. I'm not blaming you.
Play some games.
Give me your props, man.
Play these guys' game, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You tried.
Wise choice.
You tried Mech Mayhem, right?
330.
I 100% tried it. I played their first level. Destroyed a boss and tried not to step on pedestrians.
He's a nice
guy.
They
didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why you can like crush them.
They wouldn't add blood splatter animations if you weren't supposed to step on the pedestrians. I mean, am I right or am I right?
I mean, you know, I have to speak to you know, the PR guy first before I can comment.
Right on, man. Cool. Well, I'm sure we're all gonna see each other at the VRLA parties tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
If you guys can make it, I know you guys got a booth too, but
yes.
You know, like we were saying earlier, is Justine's gonna be on the show for our
the panel tomorrow,
Glitch
right?
Show. It's not a panel; it's actually our first episode of our show,
dude.
For our third season,
that's
so
insane.
Yeah, so that's gonna be really, really wild and
hype, dude. Hype,
dude. It's gonna. I'm kind of scared for tomorrow's crowd because it's Friday today,
and
if you're listening to this on the podcast later on, VRLA was a Friday Saturday event, not a Saturday Sunday event. So it's been super tame here because I think everyone's working.
Probably.
So Saturday's gonna come, and we're just gonna get mobbed. You guys are gonna be so freaking busy with Mech Mayhem because that. Every kid, every dude, everyone's going to want to.
We just ask, we're like, do you want to blow things up?
Do you want to step on people?
Yeah.
You want to step on people. That's the only thing you got to say. And
or
just
the
like,
best is when it's like you ask a mom and she's like, I suppose. And then she like digs it afterwards.
She's like, fuck you guys. Ah!
Make your own sandwich.
That's my one swear word for the podcast. So
the rule is.
Everyone gets one?
The rule is. Everybody gets one cuss word for the podcast.
I'm saving mine.
And you have to use it very wisely. I have not cussed in the last three podcasts.
So, you're saving up
so there's days. Going to be an episode
Do
that's
we have
just. That, so this is going to be an episode where I'm just like, you know, all the way through.
It's probably going to be your next VR rap battle.
Hey.
You know, we actually have the very first rap battle.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of Billy the Fridge?
No.
He's a...
I don't follow too much rap.
Very heavy set white rapper.
Interesting.
Whereas, you know how Flavor Flav has the clock?
Yeah.
He's got a donut.
I respect that.
Hey, I mean, everyone's got their own thing.
He likes his sweets.
He was on Tosh.0.
Oh, nice.
He was on MTV for their karaoke battles and stuff.
Heck yeah.
He's done a bunch of, like, just weird, weird projects.
I respect that.
But he's a total homie of mine.
Nice.
And so we invited him to battle me. He is the current champion.
Okay. Eugene 1-0.
In a previous life, Eugene was a battle rapper, along with many other things. I learn about Eugene on a continual basis. Like, he was a stand-up comedian at one point on tour.
Interesting.
And, you know, he was a porn star, and no one can see your reaction. He's looking at me like, don't say that. Don't tell him.
Busted.
He says he was never a porn star, but I
Mom listens to this. I was never...
Sorry, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Just look up the go on Pornhub and look up Mac Cappin. That's
nice,
all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Mac Cappin.
What is that part out?
Anyways, all right, cool. Well, we are here with the guys from Mech Mayhem, Kevin and
Thank
Tim.
You
Me and Eugene are gonna be here all weekend. Come see us on Saturday at the Studio Cappin booth, and we will see you guys on the next podcast.
Thanks, boys.